New York's Metropolitan Opera announced Tuesday that Placido Domingo had agreed to cancel plans to perform at the Opera House. Domingo has been accused by several women of sexual harassment. The opera star said he will never again perform with the Metropolitan Opera, also called the Met. Domingo was supposed to sing in Giuseppe Verdi's Macbeth Wednesday night. The show is the Met's first of the new season. It would have been Domingo's first performance in the United States since the accusations were made. The Associated Press reports that several women have accused him of inappropriate behavior. One performer said he grabbed her breast. The Met was under growing pressure to cancel Domingo's appearances. Its general manager, Peter Gelb, said on Saturday that the Opera House was awaiting results of investigations by the LA Opera. Domingo has served as general director of the LA Opera since 2003. The American Guild of Musical Artists, the labor union that represents opera company workers, was also investigating the claims. In a statement, Placido Domingo said that he would not again sing at the Met after what the company said was more than 700 performances. Domingo noted that he started performing at the Metropolitan Opera at the age of 27. He denied all the accusations and said that he had requested his removal from the performance. The Met also released a statement, which said that the Spanish opera star agreed to end his performances at the Met. The Philadelphia Orchestra, San Francisco Opera, and Dallas Opera all canceled upcoming shows starring Domingo after the Associated Press first reported the harassment claims. But in Europe, reaction to the harassment claims has been far different. Opera lovers praised his performance of Verdi's Luisa Miller at the Salzburg Festival last month, just a few weeks after the first AP story. Angela Turner Wilson is the singer who gave the AP permission to use her name in the story about Domingo grabbing a woman's breast. Wilson said she was relieved by the Met's action. She criticized Gelb for saying earlier that the Opera House could not act without additional evidence because all of Domingo's accusers refused to be identified. Wilson said Gelb's statements were a major concern to me and many others who wish to see sexual harassment and retaliation removed from our industry. It is time. Another of Domingo's accusers, Patricia Wolf, also called the decision a relief. The Met finally stepped up and did the right thing, she told the AP. Wolf accused Domingo of repeatedly harassing her during performances at the Washington Opera in the late 1990s. At the time, he was the general director of the opera company. The Met dismissed conductor James Levine in 2018 after an investigation found evidence of sexual abuse and harassment. Levine was the company's music director for many years. He denied the accusations. He and the Met reached a settlement last month. Domingo is known around the world for his performances as part of the Three Tenors with Luciano Pavarotti and José Carreras. Domingo's next performance is in Verdi's Nabucco at the Zurich Opera on October 13th. His next U.S. performance will be at the LA Opera in February. Jelko Lucic will replace Domingo and sing all 6 performances of Macbeth at the Met. Outside the Opera House Tuesday night, Kathy Soderquist said the Met's decision was too strong. The retired government worker had planned to see Macbeth on Wednesday. "He's been accused, but he hasn't been prosecuted. He hasn't gone to court," she said. Dick Soderquist, her husband, said, "Europeans are laughing at us."